on Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump has fired his Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and picked the CIA Director Mike Pompeo to replace him. Tillerson appeared at the State Department and then stressed that he will step down at the end of the month. Trump told reporters Tuesday that he and Tillerson have been talking about this for a long time and they got along quite well, but have a different mindset and different thinking. Trump and Tillerson have clashed for months over several issues. And President Trump is also considering firing the embattled Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin and replacing him with Rick Perry, the current Energy Secretary. A source familiar with White House discussions told the Associated Press that Trump has floated the notion of the cabinet reshuffle as a way to right the ship at the VA, believing Shulkin has become a distraction to the department's work. Shulkin faces an insurgency from within the agency and new allegations that he had a member of his security detail go shopping with him and then carried the purchases into his house. President Trump acknowledged on Tuesday that British evidence that the Russians may have been behind the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in England, but he stopped short of blaming Moscow, quote, until we get the facts straight. He said, it sounds to me like it would be Russia based on all the evidence they have. Trump spoke by phone on Tuesday with British Prime Minister Theresa May about the attack in southern England on Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia. The White House said Trump agreed with May that Russia must provide unambiguous answers about how the weapon ended up being used in the UK. This is VOA News. An assassination attempt in the Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip has thrown a wrench into peace talks between rival Palestinian factions. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
An explosion struck the convoy of the Palestinian prime minister during a rare visit to Gaza. Officials say Rami Hamdallah, who is based in the West Bank, was not hurt by the bomb, but several cars were damaged. The attack casts a shadow over reconciliation efforts by rival Palestinian governments. The Islamic militant group Hamas expelled the Palestinian Authority to the West Bank during a civil war in Gaza in 2007. But last year they launched talks to try to settle their differences and return Gaza to Palestinian Authority control. The Palestinian Authority, which is backed by the United States and Europe, described the explosion as an assassination attempt and quickly blamed Hamas. But Hamas condemned the explosion as an attempt to harm unity and promised an urgent investigation. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Turkish-led forces are claiming to have surrounded the city of Afrin, home to several thousand people in northwestern Syria, and the main target of Turkey's Operation Olive Branch. The military incursion, launched in January, seeks to oust the YPG, Syrian Kurdish militia, considered by Turkey as terrorists, linked to a decades-long insurgency inside the country. Ankara has warned that an operation to capture the city is imminent. The Deputy Prime Minister Bekir Bozdag on Monday said hopefully Afrin's center will soon be cleared of terrorists and the local community will be saved from the cruelty and oppression of the terrorists. And the third major storm in 2 weeks is lashing the northeastern United States, plunging more than 260,000 homes and businesses in eastern Massachusetts into darkness. Meteorologists confirmed blizzards in Newport, Rhode Island, Boston, and other parts of Massachusetts on Tuesday. Blizzard warnings were issued for Maine and New Hampshire. The first nor'easter to hit the area knocked out power to 2.7 million people from Maine to Ohio and killed eight people on March 2nd. 5 days later, a second storm pounded in an area. And this may not be the last winter punch for the region. Could be another storm next week. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.